Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to Under the Covers. This is Jake the Snake Foster. Buckle up for a wild ride through the wild world of music history on the show today. We'll be uncovering the stories of some legendary artists, but some of their journeys involved struggles with drugs, mental health, and even loss. We'll be approaching these topics with respect, but if you're sensitive to these issues, we wanted you to be aware that they may come up on the show today.
Hey everybody, this is Henry Garza from Los Lonely Boys, and you're listening to Jake the Snake Foster.
Gazing through the window at the world outside, wondering will Mother Earth survive?
Call or text the Under the Covers voice mailbox at 608-572-7226.
Hello.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello. It's me.
608-572-7226.
Thank you.
Nicholas.
And this is Matthias
from GNN, a part of the Wanakee Summer School Podcast.
And you are listening to
Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster,
a.k.a. DJ Snake on the Lake.
We'll be right back.
This is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster. We just heard from Ozzy starting off the show today. Born John Michael Osborne, 1948, on the 3rd of December. Of course, the English singer with Black Sabbath and the 1970 UK number 4 single Paranoid. The band's self-titled 1970 album was voted as the best British rock album ever by Kerrang in 2005. He had the 1985 solo UK number 20 single Shot in the Dark, and he was the star of the Osbournes MTV show and still on TV. His son Jack has its show, and he definitely is still around. We heard three songs from Ozzy from his Down to Earth album. We heard Dreamer, then we heard Diary of a Madman, and Randy Rhoads on guitar on that one and shredding it. And we heard from Ozzy one other one. We heard Thunder Underground from him as well. All right. Once again, this is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster, and we are going to move on, take a pretty hard left. We're gonna go to the Return of the Grievous Angel album. We're going to hear this because of Chris Hillman's birthday, member of the Flying Burrito Brothers, member of the Birds, and somebody that I've definitely, over the last few years, gotten more into because of listening to the Flying Burrito Brothers and the Birds and him. He's got a radio show as well that's very, very cool to listen to him talk about all the people that he's got on there and just talk about his career. Born in 1944, 80th birthday, Chris Hillman, on the 4th of December, 1965, UK and US number one single, Mr. Tambourine Man. He was a member of the Flying Burrito Brothers and the Souther Hillman Furay Band. Hillman was a key figure in the development of country rock. And he doesn't like that term. I think he's, over the years, has kind of softened to it. And one of the leaders of country rock as well, despite him not liking the title for a long time. We're going to hear from the Flying Burrito Brothers after this one with him and Steve Earle. And we're going to hear High Fashion Queen. We're going to hear a couple from the Flying Burrito Brothers. We're going to hear a cover of a Gram Parsons song from Dwight Yoakam from his Dwight's Used Records album. And one from the Black Crowes as well on in this set of music. So here is Chris Hillman and Steve Earle from the Return of the Grievous Angel album, a tribute to Gram Parsons. Here's High Fashion Queen right now and Under the Covers.
There's a place every one of us can go to. Maybe you have been there once or twice. Where all your friends just look at you and whisper, and they want to give you nothing but advice. You walk in, they all know what you're after. Filled with music, wine, and laughter. Your eyes keep searching for her constantly. Is it that one in the corner with eyes filled with tears? Or is she the one who's having fun and drinking too much beer? Same set of procedure. The doorman winks at you on your way out. 'Cause deep inside,
Hey, this is Kevin Dye from North Reno, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Roy. You're listening to Under the Covers of Jake the Snake Foster.
This is Calvin from Waunakee, Wisconsin, and you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster, aka Snake on the Lake.
This is Eric with the band Cold Black River, and this is an Under the Covers cover song.
Cover song of the week.
We've all got wheels to take ourselves away. We got the telephone to say. We all got higher, going higher every day. Come on, wheels, take this boy away. We're not afraid to ride. We're not. Almost up, and destiny is in my right hand. I will turn to him that made my faith so strong. Come on, we'll make this boy.
She said she
This is Ash and Bryson from
What's the Point, a part of the Wannabe Summer School podcast, and you're listening to Under the Covers
with Jake the Snake Foster, aka DJ Snake on the Lake.
This is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster, and that was the Black Crowes with She, song from their Crowology album, and that was a Chris Etheridge Graham Parsons song, and a song that the Flying Burrito Brothers did as well. So we heard Just Can't Be from the Flying Burrito Brothers. We heard Wheels from Dwight Yoakam, and these are all Chris Hillman songs, except for the last one. She was not written by Chris Hillman, but the Flying Burrito Brothers did do it. Chris Hillman and Graham Parsons with Wheels. So we did an Under the Covers cover song of the week in this set. So hopefully you enjoyed that one. The last couple, I guess last week we kind of went through the month of November because the last couple shows being a little different. We did the Last Waltz tribute show, the Last Waltz and Beyond. I was able to go to that, and it was really, really a lot of fun. They did such a great job, all the musicians there, and had looked forward to that for a very long time. I think I had gone to the second one, and I wanted to get back, and I was so happy to be able to go back, and what a great show and job that all those musicians did. So we also featured music from the for the Sugar Maple Music Festival. They've got some events that are spread throughout the year, so we did that as well the last few weeks, and looking forward to that and doing that next year. Hopefully you took advantage of the Black Friday or the Cyber Monday sale for tickets for that as well. All right, we are going to get back to the music, and we're going to hear one from Leonard Skinner, and that is because of Gary Rossington's birthday in 1951. On the 4th of December, the American musician, best known as a founder of Leonard Skinner, and he passed away in the last couple of years, and was the last touring member of the band. We're going to hear one from Leonard Skinner. Right now, this is a Gary Rossington song, a song that was written with Ronnie Van Zant as well. This is Don't Ask Me No Questions right now and Under the Covers.
Yeah. Caleb.
This is Cam.
From 15 Minutes with Caleb and Cam, part of the Wanakee Summer School podcast.
And you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster,
aka DJ Snake on the Lake.
Under the Covers, I'm Jake the Snake Foster, and we just heard from the Byrds because in 1965 they started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Turn, Turn, Turn the 4th of December. The group's second number one and number 26 hit in the U.K. Unlike their first chart topper, Mr. Tambourine Man, the entire band was allowed to play on this one, and instead of the Wrecking Crew in LA. So hopefully you enjoyed that one from the Byrds. That was Turn, Turn, Turn. And it was a Pete Seeger slash from the Bible, the book of Ecclesiastes song. That's what it's listed as, composer. Pete Seeger slash the book of Ecclesiastes. So hopefully you enjoyed that one. And that one was a Pete Seeger's song, he did that one as well as another group did that before the Birds, that the Birds really had the big hit with that one. So once again, this is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster. We are going to hear from the band to start the next hour. We're going to hear a few songs for J.J. Cale's birthday, songs that he wrote, as well as a couple from the album The Road to Escondido. 1956, the so-called Million Dollar Quartet, the impromptu jam session took place at Sun Studios in Memphis with on the 4th of December. Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley all on that session that's labeled as a Million Dollar Quartet. And we are very fortunate that they got a recording. Someone was recording when they did this. It's very, it's not a very clean recording, but it's pretty cool that they did that. They got it recorded. So, like I said, we're going to move on to J.J. Cale in just a little bit, but a couple birthdays we're not hitting this year that we've hit in the past or hit the day that they passed away were Richard Penniman, Little Richard's birthday in 1932, on the 5th of December, as well as in 1899, Sonny Boy Williamson II, the American blues harmonica player, is born, and very influential. The Who, The Animals, Yardbirds, Moody Blues, many artists have recorded his songs. He passed away in 1965. And he had used many names, including Rice Miller, Little Boy Blue, before calling himself Sonny Boy Williamson. And there's another Sonny Boy Williamson as well. So we are going to be back with a whole nother hour of music. And like I said, we're going to start off with a set of music for J.J. Cale's birthday in 1938. The U.S. guitarist who passed away in 2013. Many songs, Clyde by Waylon Jennings, Dr. Hook's. Dr. Hook did a cover of Clyde as well. Call Me the Breeze, Leonard Skinner's song. That is a J.J. Cale song. John Mayer, Johnny Cash, Bobby Bear, Eric Clapton, his Cocaine song, as well as After Midnight, and Fish and Jerry Garcia covered a number of J.J. Cale songs as well that we'll hear in this next set of music. All right, we'll be right back with a whole nother hour of music. Once again, this is Under the Covers.